Spiritual the Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual the Podcast.
I'm Nikki Renfro Martinez.
And I'm Haley McAlee. And today, we're talking about how we get through this crazy coronavirus.
Yes, like, what's going on right now? Do you guys know what kind of world we're living in? It's absolutely insane. We're also practicing social distancing. We're not seeing each other in person. We are recording this via Zoom.
Yes. And so it might sound like the quality is a little bit different, but that's because we're being responsible humans. The irresponsible generation is Gen Z. We just want to say that for anyone who's blaming millennials for this, because we're 25 and over and like not partying at all.
Legit. Like we don't have the energy.
No.
But that's like not what we're doing. I don't know anyone that's our age doing that shit.
Not at all. I could not name a single friend who's not in their home having a panic attack every 3 hours.
Yes. And also, I don't know about your parents, Haley. My mom is that mom that I have to tell to stay at home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My grandma, I've been lecturing Beverly. You know, I love her to death. She's my favorite person in the whole world. But she's like, why can't I have my friends over for coffee? Like, because you're 84 and you're the top most risk group.
Yeah, no, my mom, I was like, no, I'm not coming over every day. As always, we met before, like, we didn't meet, but we started the conversation way before we started recording. So it's been like almost 2 hours.
Yeah, which is crazy. That we've been using Zoom, which I thought cut us off. Is it because you're, like, premium?
No, I'm not premium. It only cuts you off after 40 minutes when you have more than 4 people.
Oh, that's good why.
So we did a company virtual hour, and at the end, it was just me and 2 other people, and we were able to stay on for hours.
Yeah. Nice.
Because, yeah, once you have more than 4 people, then it cuts off. But that's something good to know. You have 40 minutes if you're using Zoom for a virtual happy hour or any hour time with people. If you're not premium, if you're not paying for it, if you want the free version.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So we've been chatting for, like Nikki said, 2 hours. About this crazy time, but also about how we've been making it through without driving ourselves insane. And so we both have just a couple of ways that we'd like to share in case it might be helpful to some people or in case you might want to try it. Mm-hmm. But we also understand that what works for you might not work for others, or what works for us might not work for others. And everybody's dealing with this in their own ways. And this is something so unprecedented, something that nobody could have expected. And we're all just coping with.
Just doing the best that we can. And I think that even if you feel like you're not doing your best, like you're surviving each day, and that's really all you can ask for, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think that there is like a best. There's no end goal for this. It's just getting through it and doing what you can. I think that's all you can do right now. And not putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Mm-hmm. I know I see a lot of people doing a lot of stuff during this time, and that makes me stressful and makes me feel like I need to be doing a lot. Mm-hmm. And I am still doing a lot.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't doing so much sometimes. But I have to remind myself that it's okay if I'm not doing all the things that everyone else is doing or as much as everyone else.
Exactly. And nobody should really be like, we're all working on this together as a society. We shouldn't be judging one another or putting new expectations upon each other on top of making ends meet and making sure that you're staying mentally healthy and making sure that you're staying physically healthy. There's so many concerns that we all need to be just taking care of ourselves. That should be number one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we do is what we do.
Yeah. Just trying to make the most out of it without killing anyone.
Exactly.
That's the goal.
Like, don't go to Florida and crowd the beaches, okay?
Yeah. And again, that wasn't millennials, which we are. That was Gen Z. Millennials don't have the energy or the money or even the, like, I wouldn't even want to do that. Like, that's not a thing that I do. Like, yes, Europe, yes, that's me.
Europe, yeah, we were supposed to go to Spain and we fucking can't. But
yeah, if you listen to our episode a few episodes back, I want to say 2. I think it was 2. It might be more. We talked about how travel feeds our soul and how we were so excited for our Spain trip, which we're clearly not going on.
No.
We understand, and we also know that is such a small sacrifice that we have to make compared to what so many other people are sacrificing and having to go through. Like, we don't get to go to Spain. We'll go to Spain next year or whenever we go.
Right.
You know, we know that it's okay. We're not going to say that Corona's ruining our spring break and then go on it anyways. Yeah. It's fine. Spain will be there. We'll figure it out. And you know what? It'll be cheaper next time we go.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It'll be cheaper. And yeah, we'll all have known. I think this has been such a challenging situation for so many people in terms of either job loss or furloughing or, mm-hmm. you know, reduced hours. When we can get through this and be like, you know what? We made it on the other side and we survived this thing. That'll also give us
new insight to how to live our lives in a more sustainable and an efficient way. Yeah. I think what we've been doing hasn't been super sustainable because clearly people aren't sustained right now. Like everyone's crashing because of this, and that shouldn't be the case because we've been on quarantine for 2 weeks, you know?
Week and a half.
Right. Correct. But for most people, it's been less than 2 weeks. Yeah. It's not sustainable the way that our society is being ran. And I think that will change. And I think that's a really great change that has needed to happen a long time ago. And now it'll be forced to happen because people won't be able to put up with what we've had in the past.
Agreed.
That would be a great thing to happen.
Yeah. And I think one thing that, too, I do think that we might come out on the other side of this better off for is the appreciation for no devices. I feel like mm-hmm. we're all going to be so sick of TV, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook by the mm-hmm. end of all this shit that we're going to be just craving human to human connection. And that's going to be something really lovely.
I completely agree. I'm already sick of all the things.
Yeah.
Like I can't, none of this is even that important and it's not that real, and I try to be real on my Instagram and say how overwhelmed, but at the same time it's still a highlight of your life.
All the things
are I think I would hope that we will all come out of this feeling more connected with everyone as human beings and more compassionate and appreciative of all the things.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that will be great that will come out of this.
Yeah. Also, can I just share a really quick cute story?
Yeah, tell us the cute story.
My students, I always feel weird about saying students' names, so I won't say her name, but her dad was passing one of the women that I work with, and she has a son, and they live across the street, but they don't really know each other, the kids. They know each other because they both dance here, but aside from that, not much outside of that. And the dad gave the mom of the son a walkie-talkie, an old-fashioned walkie-talkie, because they live across the street, and now the kids have been communicating via walkie-talkie all day / first thing in the morning. And the mom was telling me I've been listening to the conversations, and the way they're speaking to one another is very indicative of copying older the way they speak. They're just
that is the cutest thing ever. It's walkie-talkies. So I had a walkie-talkie.
Yeah. So people are getting creative, you know? Yeah. I think that's really amazing. That's the same family that I can just send you. That they started a little show with their daughter. They've been producing a little play on Alice in Wonderland.
Oh my goodness.
And doing 3-minute segments every day. And it's amazing. It's so cute.
Wait, where are you watching it? Did they send it to you?
Yeah, they have a YouTube channel, so I'll send it to you because I don't know if they want it public, but
send me their things, because that's amazing. All right, so we're going to share with you guys some things that we have been doing, just a few things that has been helping each of us to get through this. And again, just us doing our best, mm-hmm. not having the best day every single day, because who even has that during normal times, but just things that have been helping us. And if it helps you, then yay. And if not, then hopefully you can use this information to find something that does help you.
Right.
Through the days. Do you want me to start or do you want to start?
Do you want to start?
I can start.
Okay.
So my first thing would be yoga. Oh, big surprise. Yeah. So normally I don't practice yoga every single day, my own physical asana practice every single day. But now I have been, now that we've been on this quarantine or self-isolation thing, and it has just been so wonderful. So I've just been doing so much yoga, and that has been so helpful for me to just get moving at the beginning of the day, and then sometimes even at the end. But there's so many things in yoga and meditation. I'm going to mix those two together. That outside of the physical have been super helpful. So there's all these philosophical things that go with yoga. I'm sure you all know. But for me, a lot of my practices have been helping me to remember to sit with my feelings. Like, you can't really get past a feeling unless you actually sit with it first. So just to sit with my anxiety or sadness or grief or whatever it is, just like be present with it and move through it versus like putting it off to the side and like repressing all of that. So yoga has been helping with that. It's also been helping me to remember that we're not alone in all of this stuff. So we're feeling anxiety and stress. That's okay. And we're all feeling it. So that makes it feel a little less lonely. And it also makes me feel like I'm not just taking that stress that's like, I'm not just feeling my own stress, but I'm feeling the collective stress of literally everyone in the whole world. Like, we're all feeling it. We're all of our hearts are pounding 1,000 times per minute. And it just makes me feel better about it, that I'm just not alone. So yoga's been helping me with all of that. And then also, like, physically, just moving and stretching and not being lazy and sitting on my butt all day. Mm-hmm. That's been helpful. That's one of mine.
That's amazing. Yeah. I feel like one of mine kind of matches that, in that it's being able to like virtually offer classes, which I originally hated the even thought of it, mm-hmm. because it just seems unreal. Like, mm-hmm. it just, you don't get to connect with your students in the same way. You can't assist them or really even see at the same time. Like, mm-hmm. like, for instance, working on routines, we can't see who's in unison really because mm-hmm. of the lag. There's all these different issues that could play into it, but it has ended up bringing me a lot of joy, even though it is a lot of work, in just being able to see their faces and see that they're excited to be in class still, and that we're still being able to connect mm-hmm. with each other in a way that I think the sad part of all of this is like the feelings of lost human connection, mm-hmm. which it shouldn't feel that way. It should feel, you know, one of the studio parents is like emailed me because he studies communication, and I think that's amazing, but he emailed about like not using the term social distancing in my emails because it's really physical distancing is what we're trying to do and not social distancing. We're still encouraging like being in touch with each other, mm-hmm. and developing and maintaining relationships, but mm-hmm. that's done digitally now, but it's just not being able to be physically near someone. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good point, I think, in the way we change that vocabulary. And it has even helped my mindset a little bit in the way that I think about staying in touch with people. But in that way, like virtually having class with my kids still does make my day feel a lot more like normal. There's a better sense of normalcy. And it's fun to see how happy we all are to be together. And mm-hmm. now they're seeing kids from other schools in the same, you know, like Zoom boxes. Mm-hmm. Even that has made me really happy, just to be like, oh, who's that? Like, just expanding our community a little bit in that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is so much more work physically on us, but it mm-hmm. is worth it, just because these kids nowadays, or even or adults, I should say, they are now just having to be stuck at home. It is such a release for mm-hmm. them. It is so nice. Like, they appreciate it, I think, a lot more. Or at least I do when I'm taking other people's classes. I'm always much more appreciative. Yeah, it is hard because right now the goal isn't to, like, perfect everything, which is normally, you know, when you're working towards a show, that is the goal. Mm-hmm. To make sure everyone's in unison and everyone knows choreography, and as the teacher on Zoom, you can't see that. But I think that right now the goal is just different.
Yeah.
But it is stinky when, you know, mm-hmm. when there is still maybe a show that should be maybe happening, depending on how long all this lasts.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I have inserted that with my Trinity students. I will soon on Monday. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm worried. I mean, I'm excited to start with them because I miss them and I want to see them, and I know they're going to like all the stuff that I give them, but I'm just going to do my best and hope that they get everything that they should be getting out of it.
Right.
But that also feels like a placeholder, and that I can't check in the same way that I wish I could and used to be able to check if they're getting all the skills.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just weird, but it is really great. I'm definitely taking advantage of all the classes, dance classes and yoga classes out there.
You're inspiring me in that way. I need to get back on it.
You have to make yourself a schedule.
Yeah. Maybe
every day, 11 a.m. ballet with Terry.
Yeah.
If you're a dancer and you want to take ballet classes on Instagram, Ballet Bar of Terry.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And Becca Lemmy's ballet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like in the best ballet shape that I've been in a long time.
That's amazing. To be like, I haven't left my house, but also I'm in the best.
Yeah. I'm like on my leg. Like, it's insane.
Wow.
Yeah. It's wild. It's really great. So another one that I have on my list is bath. And I know that not everyone can take baths. Haley can't take baths. And I know she really loves baths. And
I can shower.
Yeah. I was going to say shower. But I think that for me, the thing about baths, and we talked about this in one of our other episodes about how I don't have enough water in my chart. Like, I think being in water and near water is so, so soothing. I think it is to everyone, I should say, not just me. But it brings me to a place that I can't get to with anything else that I do. And me and Haley were also saying before we started recording this how it's been really difficult for us to sit still with all the, like, anxiety and, like, feeling like we need to be doing stuff and running around and just trying to do things, but also feeling the need to calm down. It's just been hard to sit still. And when you're taking a bath, you don't really have a choice. Like, you made a bath, so you have to sit in it. So that is my place of where I've been able to sit still and just relax. And it just feels so nice. But I think a lot of people, myself included, can get that in a shower too. But for me, it's baths. I like bath bombs and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's my second one.
That's amazing. Nikki knows this, but I'm finally moving into a unit in a new, and I need to find, one of the things on my list was to find a place with a bathtub because she loves baths and I love baths, but I can only take baths when I'm like home for the holidays because I'm at my like parents' place where there's a bath or, you know, or if I'm like at a hotel, but I can't take baths at hotels because I feel weird about how many people have been in that bath.
Yeah, so I never take a bath at a hotel.
And I feel like that's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like my version of your baths is has been cooking. So my second thing has been like being able to be cooking. Whereas usually I'm like my weekdays are usually like either 9 to 9 or 9 to 9:30 or like Fridays are 9 to 7. But even that, then like I'm excited to like go try a restaurant or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I really haven't been focused on cooking, which I do actually love to do. And so I've been doing that a lot, and that's been bringing me back to a place where I'm like, oh, I feel relaxed. This is something that I'm not bad at and like is another hobby. Like when people are like, what's your hobbies outside of dance? I'm like, I don't know, because it's my whole life.
It is.
But I'm discovering a new hobby because I have time. And that's really wonderful. And Nikki knows this too, but also my eyes cross a lot and my eyes haven't been crossing because I'm not stressed because I have time. And that's pretty great. It's making me realize like what parts of my life I even when like things hopefully go back to like as close to normal as possible that I need to better balance my life to make sure I'm finding joy in these other things that I shouldn't have to be missing just because I'm doing what I love, but I'm like having to hustle all the time. That's my second thing.
I think cooking is such an amazing hobby to have. I wish that I liked cooking. I don't.
Luckily, you have a husband that likes to cook, so that's great.
I do, but I feel bad, and I know he wishes that I like to cook.
I feel like he likes treating you.
He does, but can he also, I'm sure, would love to come home to a home-cooked meal one day. And I'm like, yeah, it could be home-cooked, but, like, pancakes and bacon
like
and eggs.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. No, literally, I will go to a restaurant and, like, would rather buy food. But, yeah, I wish I liked to cook. I feel like I would like it if I lived in Europe or somewhere cool.
Yeah.
Where they have, like, cute farmers markets and stuff like that.
Totally. I loved cooking in Bloomington, my college town, Bloomington, Indiana, because we had the most bomb-ass farmers market you can imagine. Mm. And it was so fun to just go get, like, actual groceries from your farmers market. That was
like
amazing.
Local stuff. Yeah, no, I haven't seen a nice farmer's market around here that has all the things. And I haven't been to tons, but, like, Wicker Park's farmer's market doesn't have all the things that you would want. I haven't been to one over here. We always say we're going to go to the one over here, but I don't know about that one.
But they usually, like, they have good stuff, but it's not, like, things you can, like, Pilsen Farmer's Market has things that you can keep in, that you can enjoy on their own, or like maybe a few vegetables, but it's not like go do your grocery shopping.
Right, exactly. So it's like you still have to go to a grocery store, so then I don't see the point. But yeah, when we were at U of I, they had a really nice farmer's market where you can buy all your produce, like all the things. So yeah, no, that's a good hobby to have. Yeah. I've been thinking about when we go back to normal and all the things that I want to keep from this time. Like what have I learned so far? Like you were saying, where in your life do you need to make changes so that you feel better even when things are back to normal? And yeah, that's so important. I think that this is such a difficult time, but it's difficult because it's causing us to like learn and grow in a different way. And when we come out of it, we will have learned a lot about ourselves and like what we need to do differently. My last thing, so we said we were gonna say three things. So my last thing is reading. So I love reading so much. And I read a lot even before all of this, but I have decided that this is my time to read all the books I want to read. Since I always want to do that, but I never have enough time to read everything, I'm going to do that now. And I was telling Haley before this that when like yoga's not working or sitting still and like just sitting with myself isn't working, escaping through like some magical world or like new information or like whatever you want to read about has been so helpful for me and handling all of this. And
yeah.
It's easier for me to do it through
what you love to read.
Yeah. No, reading is so great. I wish everyone read a lot because I think everyone should be reading a lot. And I think that the people that don't just either can't create the time, which is understandable, or haven't found the right book that really makes them fall in love with reading.
So yeah. We need to make it more of a habit. Yeah.
I feel like you would if you had more time.
I think so too. But I also like, even when I was a kid, though, I would like always read what was assigned. And like, there have been a few books that I would go out on like off on a limb to read. It was never like something that I couldn't put down. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like it'd be a good habit to build though. I like that a lot. My third thing was being able to like maintain communication better between friends virtually and check in on people digitally and be better about that, because it's something I've always struggled with, is like checking in with others and being like an active participant or someone who's initiating and maintaining relationships, even though I have wonderful friends. Like, we've never been out of touch, but it's been nice to make sure that I'm prioritizing those in different ways throughout all of this, because digitally is something I like. If I'm with a friend, I could talk to them for hours and it's no issue. But if I'm texting, I'm just a terrible communication person digitally.
No, me too.
Like, I will text three times and then stop texting. And I like, it's the way that I am with all my friends groups. People tease me about it all the time. But I just have a very hard time with it. I don't know. So
I feel you. It has been more of a priority just because, we're missing that human connection so much more now than we ever have. So it is now such a bigger priority than it ever has been, even if it isn't in person, you know.
Right.
But yeah, no, I'm one of those people where I normally will read text while I'm like doing something. And I'm like, I'll respond, you know, when I'm not driving a car. And then I just don't. I just forget about it. But yeah, Haley's the worst. I'll just keep texting her. I'll just be like, okay, so.
Everyone in my life would tell you the same thing. I'm truly so bad at it. It's something that I truly do need to work on. And I'm going to work on it. Sometimes I wish that we couldn't text just because I'm so bad at it. I'm like, if I needed to call people to check in with them, I would be better at that. And like having, you know, 10-minute conversations with people or even hour-long conversations with people, I think I would be better at than occasionally texting people back.
Texting is frustrating though. Yeah. It makes it easy to just not.
And then, like you said, so often it's a case where I'm like, I'll get them back later. And then I just never do because things pile up and I totally prioritize like Gmail over.
Right. Answering emails and working and teaching. And
that's another thing that I need to work on, is like establishing, like, I'm not going to check my email in non-business hours, or I'm not going to answer texts that aren't emergencies from business people, not in non-business hours. Like,
No, I am trying that too. Right now, it's a hard time to not be glued to your email because you are waiting for the next update on X, Y, and Z. But yeah, no, yeah. I am trying.
It's crazy.
But I also so really hard. Enjoy text, like checking my email.
You what?
I love checking email.
Yeah.
And answering emails back. I don't know. Yeah, you're like, no, I just like it.
I am much better at answering emails than I am at text. But that's also, that says something, because like text should be like, that's the thing that they put like first on your phone as like,
yeah,
that right next to the call button. Like that's necessary. And then like Gmail is this whole separate app. But yeah. No. Ugh. Man, no matter how we're going to get through this thing, we're going to get through it.
We are going to get through it.
And life is going to keep changing, and we just need to be malleable and not jump the gun in terms of the way that we're feeling or in the assumptions that we make about life will, about how life will be or what we need to do until the decisions are here, because right now it's really so much of a waiting game.
It is. And I think there's just so much to learn and so much to appreciate when you are waiting. And I know it's hard to like get to a place to feel that way, but there really is.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's scary. But we can do it.
We can totally do it.
Maybe we'll come out on the other side better off.
I think we will.
Yeah.
I hope so. I would be upset if we didn't.
Yeah. So I mean, not to say that like, of course, the lives lost are a whole nother thing. So don't misinterpret it that way. Like, that's a different situation, is like that people are hurt and are passing away. That's awful. But societally, like, maybe we're all learning more about ourselves and what we need to do to be healthy human beings. And I mean, there have already been a couple of news articles about the ozone layer being like better off after just like a couple weeks of us.
Yeah. Like you could see dolphins and fish in the Venice canals, and the water's so much clearer than it's been in like, I don't know, 20 years or something. Like dolphins are in Italy just like swimming.
Yeah.
Like that's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I love that. There's obviously so much awful things that come with this. We're not trying to say that, you know, all of it's worth it. Like, of course, if we could all go back and just make sure that this didn't happen, we would.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is happening, and there's nothing that we can do about it at this point besides staying home and staying safe and washing our hands and
making the best.
Right. And then making the best out of this, and then learning what we need to do as human beings so that if this were to happen again, how to be better prepared mentally and as a society, and then what we need to do as a society to treat human beings better so that the world doesn't fall apart if we have to pause for a month.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
But hopefully you guys are handling it okay. And just, you know, I don't think anyone's expecting anyone to do anything. So don't put that pressure on yourself to be a certain way during this time, because we're all just trying to survive it and do the best that we can.
Yeah. And if you have insight that's helped you, then please share it with us. DM us your way of coping with this all.
Yes.
And then we can share it too. And maybe it'll help somebody else.
Oh, yes, sure. Please share with us. Or if you have our numbers, we're not going to put them out there, but if you know us personally,
right,
and you want to share via text, we're about it.
Yeah, always.
Before we sign off, we're going to sign off really soon. For our drinks tonight, we went to our favorite Lavaca, but got it to go. And they are magical and are doing margaritas to go, which, like, is that it's even legal? Yeah. It's fucking amazing. And we also got tacos. So I got El Pollo Taco, the chicken taco, which is really great. I think Haley normally gets that. Don't you normally get that?
That's the one that I got.
Oh, you got that too. Oh, we got the same taco, which is good. And then I also got the chips and guac, which is good, that I shared with Jose. And then I got the spicy mango margarita, which is delicious.
I got just a mango margarita because I don't know if they make it spicy with tahini. I asked them to add tahini and he was like, oh, you want the spicy mango? And I was like, no, just mango with tahini. And then he gave me just mango. There was no tahini, but luckily I have tahini at my place, so I added a lot of tahini.
No, I think with the spicy mango, do you see that?
Yeah.
It was just tahini mixed with it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it cost more.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. I don't know why I thought, like, maybe it would be, like, something like Del Toro or, like, Pilsen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where they make it spicy.
An infused syrup. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No. But it was really good. And luckily, you know, I got my own tahini, so it worked out. It was fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta support local businesses. And we love Lavaca. You guys that know us know that we love Lavaca.
It's amazing. The customer service is great.
It's great for us because they know us and they love us.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how it is for everyone else. If we're going to be completely honest. I just don't know.
Yeah. Because
they've known us for years.
But for us, it's wonderful. And we recommend it all the time.
Oh,
we
all
go
the time.
Once a week on our good months.
But yeah, that's where we went for our drinks. And they were delicious. And if you need a margarita, obviously to go during this time, La Vaca is the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that everybody's staying safe and healthy, that you're washing your hands often, that you're physical distancing, not social distancing, because you should be communicating with people as much as you can in the safe ways that you can to keep the older people around you or the people that might be at higher risk.
Yes.
So that we can all get through this together and work together to make sure that this can get better quickly.
Yes. Yeah. Really, physical distancing. Still be social, just in different ways. Even I drove to Haley's place. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, it was like 100 years ago.
And then I told her to come outside, and she stood, you know, like 10 feet away from my car as we like shouted at each other out of the window.
Yeah.
But it was really great.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, it like made my day for sure.
Yeah, same here.
But yeah, so still be social. Connect with your people, but be safe and don't be stupid.
Yeah, no stupid people.
None. We'll end on that note. Don't be dumb. Wash your hands. Cleanse your space.
Yeah.
Make the most out of this time.
Yeah. I'll post a video of me cleansing my space because I finally got some sage and Palo Santo coming on Tuesday from Amazon. Woohoo!
Oh, but all right. We will talk to you guys next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
All right. Be safe out there.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Bye.
How do we turn this off?
I don't know.
Ah, shit.